Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey!
Hi! Happy Wednesday!
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, January the 22nd. I'm a little tired this morning. I watched Hello, Dolly! Opening night, Bass Concert Hall.
How was it?
I'm sad you missed it, Sarah.
I know.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I know. I've always wanted to go see it. I wanted to see Bette Midler in it on Broadway, and I hear the woman that's touring is really good.
She's great. My mom didn't like her voice. I'm like, what?
You know what's tough is like the next morning, no matter what, like whatever event, if there's someone in the room that wanted to go to it that missed it, you feel bad like saying it was awesome.
Well, yeah,
I get what, like when you said, I feel bad that you missed it, Sarah, but it was awesome.
You got the whole weekend. It's here through the weekend at Bass Concert Hall. It's a Broadway production of Hello, Dolly, and it's very, very, very good.
It won all the Tonys for the like best revival of a musical, just like maybe last year. Like, it's a hot show.
Yeah, it's really good. Really, really good. It's fun, and the dancing is great. It's one of the things I love the most about it is the dancing is just so much fun. Very, very good. It's, you know, when you see a show like that, you just have so much respect for those performers because they're just mad talented, you know? I'm like,
y'all might as well be speaking French because if it doesn't have four wheels or pigskin, it ain't me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Alex is all football and NASCAR. That's all right, bro. Got a happy story. Put you in a good mood as we start off this Wednesday morning right after Mayor Morris Mix 94.7. Hi. This is why you cannot judge a book by its cover, because if you didn't know anything about Jason Momoa and you ran into him in a dark alley, you would for sure feel like he is about to jack you for your wallet.
Yeah,
right?
He's frightening. If you didn't know he was a star and like famous, this dude would be like, I'm leaving.
And he is so scary, dirty, hot. You know, I'm like looking at him like, wow. I mean, like, how do you get to be so sexy?
It's those piercing eyes.
Maybe it is. Or his big build, and just he's very, very nice apparently, because he was in Pittsburgh, had a little extra free time, so he stopped by the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, where some of the patients and their family members got to come face to face with Jason Momoa,
nice.
aka Aquaman. He said greatest part of being Aquaman is making children happy, spreading aloha. Had a little time, and I wanted to sit down with some brave, strong babies. All my aloha to the families. During the visit, he sat down with a patient named Joshua to arm wrestle. He said me and Joshua bet that if he beat me in arm wrestling, he gets to have my trident. And turns out Joshua scored a visit to the set of the upcoming sequel, Aquaman 2.
That's just fun. It's got everything. You know what I mean? I think it'll make you cry a little bit. It's got a great sense of humor. Makes fun of itself. Doesn't take itself too seriously. Gets serious. Load of action. And me.
Jason Momoa starring in Aquaman 2.
Oh, really?
Looks, by the way, have changed a little bit. Like, I didn't realize he had dreads at one point, and then washed them out, and then he ended up cutting his hair short. When I say short, not that short, but the dude can pull off, like, any look.
Oh,
he's just hot all around.
Oh, he was even hot in Game of Thrones.
Oh, and his tattoo is the smoothest, that, like, aqua-looking thing, or maybe that's just a prop.
I was listening to an interview about the Mother of Dragons, who had a lot of sex scenes with him in Game of Thrones, and she just talked about how protective he was of her in those scenes and making sure that she felt safe and comfortable. And I was like, oh, he's just the best.
You know what? He would crush her, so he had to protect her. She's so tiny compared to him. I wonder if he'd still be hot without his beard, though.
You know what? He's not. Because I remember he trimmed it up really tight, and he was, look, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he's still a good-looking guy, but it's his beard that kind of makes him, right?
And I think it goes back to what you said at the beginning, dirty hot.
Yeah,
that's what makes him hot.
Back to Aquaman 2. Don't get too excited, because it won't be on until the end of 2022.
Oh, wow.
Text HAPPY to 51993, though, so we can send you the story. HAPPY to 51993. Thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
A man in China had to
have surgery recently after swallowing live eels in an attempt to cure his constipation. And I don't know, dude. If anything, that sounds more like the cause.
Here's an interesting look at a mundane topic. Do you, and be honest, always return your shopping cart after you put your bags in the car, or only sometimes? Wait. Before you answer that, I want to tell you that someone actually studied this and figured out there are five different types of shopping cart returners.
Where do people get this free time?
I don't know, Alex.
Like, seriously.
This is hilarious because I have something to say about this.
Okay.
And I'll get to my comment in just a second.
Perfect.
But here's how it breaks down. There's the people who always return their cart. They have a sense of obligation or feel bad for making someone else do it.
Yeah.
Number two, the never returners, people who never do it and feel it's someone else's responsibility. They might even justify it by saying something like, oh, give someone a job. I mean, if everybody returned the cart, that person would be out of work. The convenience returners, people who only return their cart if the weather is nice or if they're parked close to where it's supposed to go. The pressure returners, people who only do it if they know someone is watching, like an employee or someone parked right next to them. And then the child-driven returners, meaning parents who make their kids do it or trick them into thinking it's fun. So
this is hilarious to me. Because they are spot on.
Oh, absolutely.
Spot on. Like, for me, I really feel like through my life, I've hit different types of people. Like, I've really spanned the gamut of shopping cart returners.
Where would you be right now on this day?
Well, let me just say, like, as a child, I always had to return it, and it was so annoying. You know, my mom or dad would always say, please return this, and I was like,
You did it so slow that they'd never ask you again, right?
This is the worst, especially when they didn't park close to where it was returned, and you're in that middle no man's land where you have to go all the way back to the actual front of the store.
Right.
That is the worst. And then I probably, in my early 20s, when I started grocery shopping, probably was a never returner. But then I moved to a pressure returner because I would be so embarrassed. But I have to say, in the last couple years of my life, I always return the cart.
So now you're an always returner.
I'm an always returner.
Interesting. Alex?
Yeah, I'm an always returner, and I've always been an always returner. Here's why. Because back in the day, I was at a Home Depot, and you know those orange giant lumber shopping carts?
Uh-huh.
Someone had left it just in the middle of another spot. And I was walking to my car, and all of a sudden got windy, and that shopping cart smashed into my door, and I couldn't run fast enough to catch it, and it dented the living what out of my door to where, I mean, it was like $1,000 repair. Like,
oh,
I had to pay a deductible, and I said to myself, I will never, ever be that guy to leave that because of what happened to me, because someone that was lazy and couldn't take that lumber cart to put away.
I will say the best moment is when you're about to walk it, and someone says, hey, I'll take the cart for you, and you're
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, hallelujah.
And I want to admit that I'm not 100% perfect, because even though I do always return it, sometimes if I'm like mad or angry, I might just like, you just like kind of push it. If it's like an empty row, you just kind of like push it and let it just kind of stop within the aisle, but I don't like nicely, wheel it all away.
Oh, that's all right.
At least you took it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, now I have, because like you, Alex, I've always been a always returner. I have gotten to the point now where I seek out a parking spot next to the return section in the parking lot. And that is new. Because for my entire life, my mother always avoided that because she felt that something like what happened to you at Home Depot would happen to her car. That if you parked too close to the cart returning area, that someone would ram their cart into your vehicle.
Oh, I might park across from it, but I don't like to park right next to it because I feel the same way.
I don't worry about that anymore.
So you park closer to it.
Yes.
Interesting, but why?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because most of the time when I'm grocery shopping, I have two small children with me. And what do you do if you're alone and you have two kids? The first thing I do is I have the kids get into the vehicle, right? Then I load up the back of my car with the groceries. And then all of a sudden, I have to leave my vehicle with the kids inside to return the cart. So if I can just zip it around and throw it in, That's a whole lot better than leaving my vehicle unattended and taking it to the front.
Are you so excited that one day Grayson will be old enough so that you can be a child-driven returner?
Heck yeah!
Yeah!
Yes!
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Oh, very, very sad. Taylor Swift has revealed in a new interview that her mother has a brain tumor.
Man.
She has spoken about her mother's battle with cancer over the years. I think she has breast cancer.
Yeah, and she has a song that I can't even listen to on her new album about it. So sad. Mm.
And she published yesterday while her mother was going through treatment, they found a brain tumor. Though Taylor Swift is really the celebrity. Andrea Swift has become quite the celebrity as well. Especially among Swifties. They often post about her online. It's very, very sad, and I know that this is a rough time for Taylor Swift, but she is still not sorry she did Cats. She actually said she has no regrets about doing Cats, even though it was a gigantic flop. She even got a Golden Globe nomination for her original song, Beautiful Girls, which she did not win. In an interview conducted before the Globe, she said, "I'm happy to be here, happy to be nominated, and I had a really great time working on that weird-ass movie," is what she said. Curious to see how this changes Taylor, but very, very sad news for her because the loss of a family member is difficult, especially for someone like Taylor who's so close to her mom.
Yeah, doesn't her mom go to like all her shows?
I don't know when she was in Austin last, but last time I saw Taylor in Austin and we went backstage, her mom was taking everybody backstage.
Wow.
She was like, "Here, let my mom walk you around the backstage."
Wow, that's cool.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, I'm going to lift everyone up real quick. You ready for this? SNL announced on Twitter that Houston Texans superstar J.J. Watt's going to be hosting the show on February 1st with country artist Luke Combs. I love J.J. Watt. That is the only reason I pay attention to the Houston Texans.
This guy so awesome.
Is just so great, just so warm. I mean, you remember when the floods were going on, you saw JJ with bottled water on his shoulders going to houses door to door dropping that stuff off. I mean, he just does good, and it's not his first time doing television. I didn't see it, but he was on Fox's New Girl playing himself one time, and also on FX's The League.
Yeah, well, he's so personable, he's very charismatic, very good looking, and the thing I love so much about JJ Watt is he has become an ambassador for the community. He is so well loved.
Now let me throw in the other movies done. In 2016, he was a soccer coach in the movie Bad Moms. And then in 2016, he was a football player in Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
Oh, that's my favorite.
How fun.
Speaking of soccer, here's another reason you should love J.J. Watt.
Okay.
His fiance is a professional soccer player, and one of the news stations in Houston did a story about her getting traded to Chicago, and it said J.J. Watt's fiance now playing for Chicago, and he ripped them apart. Her name is... What a-
I swear to you guys that that's the truth. I think you're responsible.
Well, it's my fault.
For naming the baby.
You
yes.
Have the baby. No.
Jay named the baby.
So now we all have Jay Leno to blame for that ridiculous name.
It's pretty
do.
Funny.
So Kim Kardashian did a video with Kylie Jenner earlier this week that posted on Kylie Jenner's YouTube account. And that's when she went through the name of all of her children and revealed this story. She also said that Kanye came up with Saint. Chicago took him like 2 weeks. And Psalm, she said to Kylie, "You named him," to which Kylie said, "Well, you thought of it. I just vouched for it."
Taylor Swift reveals her mother has a brain tumor. J.J. Watt will host Saturday Night Live on February the 1st. And Kris Jenner says Northwest's name is all Jay Leno's fault. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It is time once again, y'all. We have come together as one entity with three separate things that we think you're going to love. We call it What's Your Jam?
Hey, what's your jam?
We're going to start off with Alexander Franco.
Hey, what's your jam?
I'm afraid to say mine because Sarah is just going to say, "Are you serious? That's so stupid."
You found out that you can drink water from the tap instead of buying bottled water.
What's actually funny is it has to do with water.
Oh, it does?
So, yes!
That's
crazy.
Funny.
So on Sunday, I was at my friend Joe's house. And my friend Joe, by the way, let me give a little backstory. He lives at the Independent in downtown Austin, the Jenga building. He has a wife. They have no kids. He does really well.
I mean, you didn't even need to say that. He lives in the Independent downtown. That goes without saying.
So during football, there was a little downtime, and he's had to go walk his dogs or let his dogs out of his condo.
He doesn't have a dog walker? Ugh.
I know. So I said, "I'll go with him," as I haven't checked his place out. And first of all, I walk in, and there's no Legos on the floor. There's no Hot Wheels. I'm like, "Oh, my God, this is fantastic. I love my life the way it is," but I saw a glimpse of how it could be. But he asked me if I want a water, and I was like, "Yeah, give me a water." And he hands me this bottle of water. Water, and it's called Dirty Lemon. And he's like, here, just drink this. I'm like, dude, I was like, how much does this water cost? Because the bottle looks like legit. And he's like, ah, they just deliver it. It's like six bottles for 50, 60 bucks. And I'm like, are you serious? Anyways, he's like, dude, you're going to feel awesome after this. It's like cleanses your liver. It's like a kind of a improves your digestion. And in my mind, I'm drinking this water and I'm thinking like, oh my God, it's working.
Right,
I mean,
because
you know when you just take something, you're like, oh my God, it works.
Just FYI, Squeezed has the activated charcoal drink. It's the same thing.
Does
it's
it look just, like that?
No, it's
I want the status,
it's
bro.
It's a little bit more concentrated, so you get a little bit more charcoal, but it's the same idea, and it's not that expensive.
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to try this as long as I can afford it.
No, you're not. Are you going to order $45 water?
Oh, I already did. $65, but your first order goes to $40.
$65 for water?
Bro, $6, man. 16 ounces of pure bliss.
Must be nice to throw away money.
Again, I'm just doing it for status, Sarah.
Hey, what's your jam?
Sarah Catherine Osburn.
Hey, what's your jam?
Y'all, if you know, you know. If you don't know, you need to know. I'm telling you, get to Netflix, start watching Cheer, which
is the
most amazing documentary television show, I guess a docuseries, about the Navarro Cheer team at Navarro Junior College in Corsicana, Texas. It is amazing. I think J.J. Watt put it best in a tweet. His wife said, or his fiance said, I've heard people say Cheer on Netflix is really good. We should watch it. J.J. Watt said, I guess we can give it a shot. J.J. Watt, two episodes in. Jerry Harris is the heart and soul of Navarro College cheerleading. If he doesn't make the mat, I will riot. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
You will soon learn the names of Jerry, Morgan, Gabby, Ladarius, and Monica, who went to the University of Texas.
Hook 'em horns.
You guys, you and Booker have been talking about the show, and I have to watch now. Just it might not even be my jam, but just to like play along and like know what's going on.
Now, I want to give you a warning. Morning. There are the chances that if you start in the morning, you will not leave your couch for the rest of the day.
Possible.
You might try to binge watch it all, but it is an amazing show. Aside from the cheerleading and the drama, it really is about this woman and this team and this family and these kids who, man, didn't really have a shot at life, just had to go through so many different troubles, and somehow they make it to Corsicana, Texas. And all of a sudden, they become the best cheer team in the country.
Well, it really is. No other school has won more national championships. I think they have like 13 of them or something.
Oh my gosh. I mean, they are the team to beat.
Daytona is where the Nationals are. And there was a time where they won like 2015, 2016, 2017, 2020. Nice. I mean, they're the best of the best for sure.
But it is an amazing show, Cheer on Netflix.
Hey, what's your jam?
Enlighten us, Mr. Brad Booker.
Hey, what's your jam?
Well, I will certainly say that Sarah is right. Cheer is a great, great show, and I hate to follow up a TV show with a TV show, and I cannot believe that I've kept this from me for 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
But I have got what I believe is the single-handed best reality show I have seen in a decade. I'm going to tell you why. Number one, brilliant concept. Number two, brilliantly produced. Number three, brilliantly cast. Number four, hilarious. It is called The Circle. Mm-hmm. It is also on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, and my friends are watching it.
I will assure you, you start watching The Circle, you will not be able to stop. They move into a building, and each person, each contestant on the show participates in this reality competition, yet they never meet any of the other contestants.
Okay.
They all do it by interacting on a social media platform called The Circle.
Wasn't there a movie about this? Or no?
It's a BBC reality show that we, of course, as Americans have stolen. It's kind of like Big Brother meets Catfish.
Yeah, that's so you, because Catfish was your jam like years ago.
Because
this is so you.
The contestants communicate exclusively through profiles created on this social media app. They can either choose to be themselves or they can choose to be somebody else.
Okay.
The object of this is to be ranked high, right? You want people to like you. If you're ranked high, you become an influencer.
Oh, gosh.
And you are safe from elimination.
You're stressing me out.
If you are ranked low, then you are up for elimination and you will be blocked or eliminated from the game. The grand prize winner, the last person standing, the most popular, wins $100,000. Y'all, I'm telling you, it is so fun, so funny. It is brilliant. There is a host. I don't know her name, but she is hilarious, and she provides commentary. You don't never see her, but she provides commentary throughout the show. It's absolutely brilliant. One of the best reality shows I have ever seen.
Thank you for planning out my weekend. I'm going to be sipping on my Dirty Lemon Water watching Cheer and The Circle
there
on Netflix.
You go. Dirty Lemon Water is going to help you with whatever you need, although it'll cost you a small fortune. Cheer and The Circle are two amazing shows that you're going to love on Netflix. Those are our jams. If you want more information or just need to be reminded, text JAM to 51993. We'll send it to you.
His current record is 1,319 wins with just 117 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Catherine. Catherine lives in North Austin, makes a commute to Pflugerville where she works as a school clerk. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Catherine!
Hi!
Hi!
Hey, good morning. It is time now to play our pop culture trivia game. Sarah is about to ask you five questions that she has written. When you are finished, I'll be out of the room, and then I'll come back in and answer the same five. So if you win, you're going to get these tickets to see Dan and Shay in San Antonio, okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
All right, Catherine, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right. Question number one. Jennifer Aniston says she's wanted to play Wonder Woman, but she waited too long. I loved that at the SAG Awards, she shouted out an actor that she has worked with a few times and an actor who many say were snubbed by their movie Uncut Gems. Who's the star of that that has not been nominated for anything this award season?
Adam Sandler.
Okay. Adele is releasing new music this year. It is official. So far, she has had the albums 19, 25, and what album in between?
21.
Okay. The Super Bowl is coming up. It is going to be the most expensive ticket ever. I think every year it's the most expensive ticket ever. The tickets just keep going up in price. Who is playing in the Super Bowl this year? Got a pass?
Yes.
Okay. The Grammy Awards are coming up on Sunday night on CBS at 7 o'clock. We have a returning host. She is a singer. Who is hosting?
Alicia Keys.
Okay. And finally, Kelly Ripa says she quit drinking when Ryan Seacrest joined live. I don't quite know what that means or says about her or him. Anyway, she stopped. She seems to be happy now. She got her start on what soap opera?
Life.
Okay. We'll bring it back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hey!
Hi!
How'd it go?
She got three right.
Nice!
For real?
Nice!
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes.
Question number one. So Jennifer Aniston says she wanted to play Wonder Woman, but she waited too long. And I love at the SAG Awards, she had this moment where she won, but she shouted out an actor that she has worked with a few times, an actor that has been snubbed this award season for his role in Uncut Gems. What is his name?
Adam Sandler.
That is correct. Adele will be releasing new music this year. It is official. So far, she has the albums 19 and 25. And what album in between?
21.
Yeah. The most expensive Super Bowl tickets are happening this year, but I think that's just par for course, right? Like every year, it's the most expensive Super Bowl ticket. They just keep going up in price. Who is playing in the Super Bowl this year?
Well, it's the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
That is correct. The Grammy Awards are on CBS this Sunday at 7 o'clock. Who is hosting? It's the same musician from last year.
Alicia Cook, better known as Keys.
So obnoxious.
I didn't know it was her last name.
She's a piano player, bro. Where do you think she got the name Keys?
She was so good last year. She did this little like medley montage at
She's
the piano.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Finally, Kelly Ripa says she quit drinking when Ryan Seacrest joined live, which I don't really understand what that means.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know. I saw that and I thought that was very fascinating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she got her start on What's Soap Opera.
Oh, boy. Days of Our Lives. That's not my final answer. I'm just going through the motions. Days of Our Lives, One Life to Live, Guiding Light, or General Hospital.
Dude, how do you know those?
I don't know. Most of them probably not on the air anymore. The soap opera is a dying. It's like magazines and newspapers. They're going away, Alex. I'm guessing, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say General Hospital.
General Hospital, Booker, is not correct. I thought that was it eventually, but it's not. It's All My Children.
Mm.
You got 4 out of 5.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Well, it's still good enough to
that
win.
That is still good. I would never. I get them all confused. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, they all look the same. They're all the same, like, storylines.
Well, thank you for playing.
No, thank you. This is Catherine from North Austin. Can't beat Booker.
Good try.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah makes 94.7.
A man was arrested at an airport in Peru with 20 live birds in his suitcase. In related news, the big magic show in Lima has been canceled.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Missed Connections on Mix 94.7.
Y'all, it is time to bring some love in 2020. It's Missed Connections. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Avery.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi.
Hi, Avery.
Hi.
So,
hi.
This is going to get juicy. Tell us about Neil.
I mean, it's not so juicy. I honestly feel like it's kind of innocent.
Well, okay.
I mean, it's just, okay, so I'm a nanny for, like, young kids, usually, like, from birth to 3 years old. And my former employer, I just found out he's getting a divorce. And I just wanted to know if he would maybe consider dating me. But I can't just, like, call him, you know. I don't want to put him in that, like, weird, awkward position because I know his kids and his ex-wife now very personally, so I thought maybe you guys could talk to him.
You don't work for him anymore, I'm assuming?
No.
She's at her former employer.
Okay.
Well, we contacted Neil because thank you for giving us his phone number, and all he knows is somebody wants to talk to him. So what we're going to do, and we've thought about this, we're just going to feel him out a little bit, and if he feels a bit receptive to it, then we're going to join you into the conversation, okay?
Yeah, okay,
right.
Yeah, that's why I called.
All right, good. Here we go. Hey, Neil?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much for agreeing to come on with us. Now, we're going to put you in kind of a weird situation here by asking you some personal questions, and certainly hope you'll be receptive to them. The first question is, in a hypothetical world, would you ever date somebody that used to work for you?
Like his company?
Like a former employee or something.
I guess it would depend on the situation.
We were contacted by a woman that used to babysit for you and your, I guess, ex-wife or?
Yeah, we're separated now.
You're making this so awkward, Booker.
Well, then you say it. I don't know what to say.
Hey, so one of your former babysitters is curious to see if you would be up to dating a former babysitter.
Gotcha. wow. I guess word travels fast. that's really sweet, and I'm really flattered. You know, I've had a strong connection to everyone who's worked with us, but I'm not really in a position to date someone right now. I also, you know, I kind of really want to focus on my daughter.
That's very sweet. So you're not dating at all, is what you're saying?
That's personal.
That's
too personal.
Yeah, okay.
See, no, you don't need to ask that question.
It's fine. No, we have a really great relationship, and I don't know. I would wonder how that might look to her.
Yeah, it wouldn't look good.
If you were to date a former babysitter?
I mean, I'm not a woman, but I would assume that she wouldn't. My ex would like that.
Yeah, no, would not.
Look at you. Look at Mr. Nice.
Yeah, would not like it.
Even though you're not with your ex any longer, you're still considerate of her feelings. Yeah, that's good.
That's really nice.
I think you have to be, right?
Yeah, well, not my buddy. My buddy slept with the babysitter while he was still married.
Really?
Yeah. It was bad.
But this dude's got it going on. He's smart because if you want custody or if you want to see your kid, you got to play your cards right. You know what I'm saying? Back to your friend, Booker. Dang.
No, I know. Well, it's after her. I mean, it's like two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
But she,
Did you pull your buddy aside and say, like, dude?
Absolutely.
All right.
Of course.
All right, so where do we go now?
So, Neil, thank you very much. Appreciate you very much.
Yeah.
And best of luck to you.
Tell her it's very sweet, but yeah, thanks. I don't know. You do your thing.
All right. Hey, Avery.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Hi. Okay.
So listen, you're off the hook. The good news is your identity is protected as long as you don't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
The bad news is that he is a very nice guy and wants to do the right thing.
But that's good news, though.
It is good news.
Because he didn't say he was dating or whatnot, and he didn't say technically no, but he just wants to do the right thing.
Yeah. So thank you very much, and best of luck to you.
Oh, okay, well, thank you. I had to take my shot. You
of
know?
Course,
exactly.
You did.
You don't want to live with what if.
To quote my friend Lin-Manuel Miranda, aka Hamilton, you only get one shot.
Yeah.
I think Eminem said that first.
Yes.
I mean, yes, he did. He did.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah makes 94.7.
A woman in the UK just found a message in a bottle from Canada, which means Harry and Meghan must have been cut off from their Verizon Royal Family plan.
Hey, if you're planning a wedding, right, you are thinking about, okay, it's the beginning of the year. I really have to get my butt in gear, but I got to do it on the low down. I got to do it on the cheap because I don't have that kind of wedding cash.
Yeah, you just blew through, like, holiday money. I mean, this is, like, the worst time of the month, like, to, like, start spending because now it's, like, the bills coming in from Christmas.
Yes, all of that is true, but let's be real. Weddings have gotten ridiculously expensive.
Out of control, because I planned a wedding last year and I'm cheap and I don't like to spend a lot of money, and which is the definition of cheap. But it was insane to me when I started, like, looking down the list of things you need to do, how much people can spend. Like, it started upsetting me to the core. I just read about a company here in Austin, Elope in Austin. They have wedding packages from $250 to $5,000 because it's called Elope in Austin. They're doing elopements, micro weddings, and pop-up weddings. And I was like, where was that when I was looking last year?
What does a $250 wedding with this company get you? I mean, that's not much at all.
This is the best part. They'll take pictures of you on your cell phone for you.
Okay. I mean,
but you're responsible for the dress.
Yeah, you still have to buy the dress, but
the tux or whatever.
Head on over to Old Navy and grab a dress if you want to keep it cheap.
An Old Navy wedding dress?
Why not?
Well, if you want to keep it cheap, I mean,
wait, do they even sell anything that looks like a wedding dress?
No,
you don't need a wedding dress.
Who says you have to get married in a wedding dress in 2020?
I mean, if you want to do it, I mean, you never wear it again anyways, right?
No.
I mean, if you keep the tags on it, you can return it.
I mean, I bought a dress that I thought I was going to wear again, and I still haven't worn it yet.
So this morning, we are asking the question.
Is there anyone listening? Blah, 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 blah.
Is there anyone listening who has had a wedding for under $500? That's crazy.
I bow down to you. I bow down to you.
If so, 512-643-5947. Or shoot us a text to 51993. Is there anyone listening who has had a wedding for under $500? 512-643-5947 or text 51993. Texts and calls coming up next.
Is there anyone listening? Blah, 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 blah.
This morning we want to know, is there anyone listening who has gotten married, had a wedding, for under $500.
Text coming in at 51993. Text coming in at 51993. Booker, you mock the Old Navy dress, but we got a text that yes, they got married for about $250, and she wore a dress from Old Navy, believe it or not. Also, we got another text that she bought a $20 white prom dress from JCPenney, and she wears it every year on their anniversary to take a new picture.
That's cute.
Amazing.
That's a great idea.
Good for you for still fitting in it. Another text about a pop-up wedding where they crashed the Lavender Festival in Blanco and they got married 20 minutes before all the bands started playing. Like, they just ran into a gazebo, got married, and then enjoyed the festival as their quote-unquote reception.
That's smart. That's cool.
Yeah. Also married at Zilker Botanical Gardens for cheap. That's awesome. But yeah, so many texts. Keep them coming. 51993.
Okay, San Marcos, how cheap was your wedding?
We got married for about $320.
How is that possible?
Okay, so we quote unquote eloped
Okay.
We were planning this big wedding and the cost was astronomical and I was too stressed out. And I was like, can we just do something here real quick and elope? And our original plan was to have just a few friends. But then I realized I really wanted my dad to walk me down the aisle. So we told close family and friends and we decided in late January of 2018. And we got married in March of 2018 in a little gazebo here in San Marcos. And if you don't book it, it's free. So there was that. And then my friends like squatted in it all day.
That's awesome.
And she had like a little picnic under the gazebo.
They like squatted it. And they decorated it and kept everybody out of it. They're like, I'm sorry, you can't take your graduation photos here. Move along. And so a friend of mine did the photography and that was just like 150. My husband's grandfather is an ordained minister.
Perfect.
So he came down and married us for free. And then, I mean, the marriage license was $80. And then my dress was $60. I just got it at one of my favorite stores here in town. It was nothing fancy, but it was pretty. And then I got the name change kit, which was $33 or something like that. So yeah, we got married super cheap. And then we just had a dinner at a restaurant here in San Marcos in the room. You didn't have to pay for it.
Awesome.
We had like 50 or 60 people in that little room. We did the speeches and...
Wait, did you pay for everybody's dinner?
Oh, gross. No.
Samantha in Round Rock, how cheap was your wedding?
We spent about $250 on the wedding, and then we had to buy our license, which was, I want to say, about $75.
How did you do it so cheap?
Well, we got a lot of stuff for free. My mom has a lot of connections. I actually got married in the Waco area. My aunt and uncle have a dairy farm, so we used part of their land to get married on.
It's great that you can milk your aunt and uncle.
Oh, gosh.
For a free wedding venue.
Hey, you do what you can, right?
Absolutely.
She missed his joke, Sarah.
That way you don't have to move.
Okay.
She got that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then knows a few restaurant owners and business owners up here in the area, so we borrowed tables and chairs from them. One of her really good friends is a minister, so he married us. I'm a huge crafter, too, so that kind of helps that I kept an eye on the Hobby Lobby sales. All their wedding stuff was on clearance in August.
Oh,
so
wow.
In October.
So that's good to know.
That's good.
So you did your own crafts?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Decorations for the tables and everything. Our cake was made free from my mom's boyfriend's cousin.
This is great.
More who you know than what you know, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Seriously, man. I wish I could redo this all over again and get married like for $200.
Linda in Cedar Park, how did you get off with such a affordable wedding?
This is my second wedding. We were going to get just a simple flower dress for our daughter. And our son was in his soccer uniform. We got married between soccer tournament games.
Yes!
And got married across the street.
That is awesome.
So wait, so you waited for the game to finish, then you went across the street, got married, and then went back to the next game.
Exactly. That's exactly what we did.
That's
we had
the best.
The RV sitting there, and we got dressed in the RV. We went to the courthouse, got married across the street in the gazebo, went back to the game, changed in the... RV, went back out and rooted for the team in soccer game.
I'm seeing a little gazebo theme here.
I love it.
So all in, how much did you spend on your wedding?
Let's see. It was $100 for the tuxedo, $75 for the dress, $25 for my daughter's dress. So it's probably, with the license and everything, probably about $325.
Wow.
Nice. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.